descent?
No.
Okay. Now this is to use some form of, well, let's see what you say to this. You know that you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. You knew when you first agreed to go that you... what? Do that.
I was not going to do that.
All right. Now, we want to get a form of ought or should. How? Now, you use to think in those terms and see if you can think how you would say this. You aren't doing what you blank to do.
I ain't doing what I ought to do.
All right. Thank you, Lucille. That was it. All right. Now, a boy got a whipping, and you say, I bet he did something that he...
I had no business to.
Okay. All right. Now, if you were going to use a form of ought in there, how would you say that? A boy got a whipping, and you say, I bet he did something he...
Oh, not to do.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to use the opposite of will, won't, and so on. Now, will you do it? And you answer, no, I
won't.
Okay. Now, if you're going to refuse very strongly that you don't want to do something, and I would say, or you would say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
am not going to do it.
Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping you at all, you might say to him, well, you...
didn't even offer to help.
All right. Now, you want to somehow or other get might in. You know, that you're going to say something about it, that the fact that he should have helped you, could have helped you in some way. So, with that in mind, you'd say, well, you what? You,
I thought you might have would have helped me.
All right. All right. That's good. Suggesting the possibility to be able to do something. Now, this again, we're talking about might.
Yeah.
And being able to do something. You would say, I'm not sure, but I...
might can do it.
All right. Good. Now, if it's tomorrow... or rather, it was yesterday that we're talking about. And you would say...
I might can do it tomorrow.
Okay, that's tomorrow now, that you might be able to do it tomorrow. Now, yesterday you're thinking back and you wish you had done something that you hadn't. And you say, I should have tried. I
could have done it yesterday.
All right. Okay. Now... we'll change and go away from that sort of conversation for a minute. Let's talk about birds for a little bit, Lucille. Do you know much about birds?
No, not too much.
You like birds, though?
Yes, ma'am.
I do, too. Especially red birds.
Yes, ma'am. They're pretty.
We have so many birds here in our yard that we don't recognize.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We get out our bird books.
Yeah.
We do indeed, and look at them, try to check to see what they are sometimes on Sundays.
Yeah.
All right, what is the kind of bird that you can see in the dark? You know, at night, they're out at night. You can't often see them, but they're out at night.
Bats.
Okay, that's one kind, right. And what about the big kind that makes a hooting sound?
A hooting owl.
All right. What other kind of an owl is there?
A screech owl.